Blog Talk Radio.
Splendid weekend. It is Monday, December 4th of the year 2017. Wow, holidays. Full swing. Michael Gunrow. Hey, Mike, what's up? Check out our site. Two stories recently on Michael Gunrow. Four. But we are going to be joined today by none other than Robert Engel Jr., he of Engel and Rossi Media. Camera's close. You know why, Allie? Because I wanted to make you see my nose. It's so small that I need to bring the camera close to it. No, I'm kidding, of course. I'm going to have Robert Engel Jr. on, so what I want to do is make sure that the microphone, even though I have it set up to pick up this way, I want it to be set up better so people can hear Robert better on the replay. You're going to be able to see and hear him because we're going to invite him right now to join us on this fucking live. Looking forward to the show. Me too, P. Kenny. Waiting for Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition Connecting. And there he is. There's R.I. All right, let's get you. Uh-oh. Where have I heard that before? I don't know. But, Robert, I'm going to try to get your volume up as much as I can. I got the microphone close. And I'm wearing my Muscle Mecca. Guys, check out MuscleMecca.com. We have a whole Muscle Sport Mag forum section in there, and it's not a pussy forum like you see out there. It's a real forum. We don't ban. We don't do that shit. Why would I join a forum, Rob, that would ban and censor? I'd rather not do it. It's fucking... The truth will be heard, and we are going to hear some of the truth today, Robert, about how to get sponsored by a supplement company.
Yeah.
I get a lot of times people message or post comments and whatever, and they give me their whole spiel and they go, I really want to get sponsored. And I don't really have a great answer for them. That's not my thing. I don't know how supplement company, I'm not a supplement company. I know magazines used to sponsor people and shit, but it's not really in my business model to do so, really, especially like an MPC men's physique competitor. That doesn't help my thing. But Rossi, Engel and Rossi Media, hey, Denise, what's up, bro? This is something that you could answer their question.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna play a part now. I'm going to be a NPC amateur competitor. Whatever, bodybuilder, physique, I'll be a bikini competitor. Why not? My body probably is as big as most bikini competitors now that I'm off of my fucking test. So I have no choice but to be a chick competitor and not a bodybuilder. So I'm, Josephine, the bikini competitor, and I want to get out there. I want to be sponsored by a supplement company so I can get fucking trips to the Olympia, to the Arnold, to the Fit Expo, and all in between. How does that happen, Robert?
So here's the thing: is to be sponsored by a supplement company, there's really a way to go about it. Find the supplement that you like, the supplement that you believe in, the supplement that you use, and understand there's different levels of sponsorship. Until you have a big following, until you have a name, until you have an identity. Unless you happen to live where that show is or whatever, they're not going to have you go to the show. What a lot of people don't realize is they think that they get sponsored by a supplement company and, okay, now I don't have to work. Now I don't have to pay for show entry. Now I don't have to do any of this stuff. The reality is that when you first get sponsored by a supplement company, you're nothing but a fucking salesman.
Yep.
They're going to give you a discount code, and they're going to give you some free shit. That's it. And you really have to control your social media, okay? So you can't post, I hate fucking protein powder, and think that any supplement company is going to sponsor you. They're just not, because they all sell fucking protein powders. So the way to do it is to have good social media content, regularly post, interact with the comments, the people that respond to your post, and find a supplement company that you like and always promote their products. They're not going to pay you. They're not paying you anything. You have to get their attention first before they're going to reach out to you, and then they're going to send you some free shit because they want you to send people to their website to buy their shit for free. And then if you get a lot of people going to their website, then they're going to give you a discount code. But it's a step. It's a procedure. You have to follow the steps. And it's not an end-all. Just because you're sponsored doesn't mean you can quit working, because there's all different levels of it. So that's the best way to get sponsored, is to find the product you like, start promoting the product, and you got to do all this for free. They're not just going to give you free shit, but eventually they will. Then they're going to give you a discount code. Then the work really has to start. And you got to do all these posts every day with their product, with their fucking discount code, and give them business. When you're sponsored, you're a salesman. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you and I know, Joe, because we've been around a long fucking time. A lot of people are sponsored by companies, and they use one or two things in the line. They don't use the entire line. And
yeah,
they come out and say, I use this, and I like this, and I do this, and I do that, because they've generated enough, and now the company's paying them. So they got to be the best thing since the fucking light bulb. And that's one of the problems. I want to hear questions from people. I want to answer your guys' questions. And I want to ask everybody a favor. Go on Instagram. Go to Ingle, I-N-G-L-E, Rossi. That's the media company. Follow that. There's no and. It's just Ingle Rossi.
Okay.
Subscribe to that. Follow that. We're going to be putting content up there. And if you're a brand, somebody sponsored by Just for Men.
That's me. May's like, actually, they didn't send me my care package this last weekend because I'm
no,
a little.
No. Let me learn until your hair club for
men. Oh, I'm ready.
It's going back. The braid's getting bigger, pushing all the hair. You know? So, the most important thing is find a product you like, find a product you use, find a product you believe in, and start promoting that product. Okay? When you promote the product that you use, that you believe in, the company will reach out to you, and then they're going to give you a discount code.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying for them to basically find something they like, and then just on their own, before they even reach out and inquire about sponsorship, to get on the map by banging them out a little bit on social media, tag them, hashtag them. And
a lot, because there's a lot of people doing it. And you know, the questions are popping in here now.
Let me hit you that one question before it gets too high, and then you might miss it. The Nick 2323, my buddy. Nick D 23, the Yankee fan. What is the main thing that something executives are looking for? Is it the look or the following?
You need to have both. You have to have your body to get attention, okay? Well, folks like you and me, they're not going to sponsor us. Unless
really?
It's fun for men. You got to hit the right demographic for your age group. So if you want to be in the fitness industry, you have to be about your diet. You have to have a look. You have to have a look so you can get attention. Then you're using your look to get that attention to promote their products. Okay? That's how it works. So if you want to be in the fitness game, you got to have a body that people are going to admire. And you know what? There's enough. You don't have to be cut. You don't have to be super lean. You don't have to be super shredded because these supplement companies are trying to get as many people as they can to buy their products and use their products. But you have to definitely be in and about your fitness and your diet. You have to have
yeah.
a coach that's going to get attention.
I have to just 1 second, Rob. I got to interrupt you. We are being invaded once again by the fake Comerica Muscle account. Either Duque or Ilias is on the air right now plugging Greg Valentino's show. This is desperation moves. This is what you do when you can't garner your own fucking audience. You have to come on my show to promote that show. Okay, Dopey, Ilias, or fucking Blowjob Duque, you got your message across. Probably half of these people on my show are going to just watch that show because they like Greg. You're doing him a disservice by doing this. Fucking blowjob givers, all of you are. You can all suck my dick. We'll see each other at the Arnold.
Joe, this is what they need to do. They need to hire Engel Rossi Media.
There you go, Rob.
Their social media, and then they'll have real fucking followers.
Yes, instead of
then
the
have followers.
Instead of the fucking Hal the robot from 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Right. Let me go on somebody else's shit because I ain't got no game myself.
Yeah. Son of Sammy Davis Jr., a regular viewer on this program. I'm very fond of his posts. Does Rob think the days of $50,000 supplement deals being handed out at the Nationals are over?
You know what? People are getting smarter and smarter. When I say people, I'm talking about the consumer, the people that buy supplements.
Okay.
A really big change that's going on is there's a handful of companies that put out good products, and I'm just going to name one that continuously and since day one has always put out great fucking products, and that's 5% Nutrition, okay?
Okay.
Really properly dosed, actually does what it says it does. People are getting smarter and smarter and smarter on ingredients. And when it comes to supplements and what you're using, you know, there's this new thing. It's called Google, and you can go and you can actually put in that gibberish word and find out what it is and what it does. And I invite everybody to do that with whatever supplement they're using and taking, because there's a lot of tricks that companies do. It's not just the supplement ingredient, it's the amount, it's where it's in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But you can put this in up here to create a false effect, like, oh, this pre-workout's amazing, and it drops you like a rock. So you really have to be educated and smart about supplements. And there's no need to not be using just the best of the best. You can actually go and Google every single ingredient and find out why they put this ingredient with that ingredient. And, a lot of companies now, they say, oh, it's got this in it, it's got that, it does this, it does that. And if you take the time and you Google it, you'll find out that it's not even dosed enough unless you were like 5 years old at 95 pounds. So it's just a way to charge more for the product, you know. But everybody's got their own take on the supplement they want to make, you know? And unfortunately, you know, it's like a Barnum and Bailey thing. You know, there's a sucker born every minute. I don't know another way to say it.
There's a suck boy born every minute, too, and it's Ilias and or Duque with that cut and paste routine over there. One more question, if it's okay for Rob. What would be the one golden rule as it pertains to getting a supplement contract or endorsement deal?
So you're going to have to put out good content. And it's not just pictures. You got to put out video. And I'm not talking YouTube. I'm talking like Instagram.
Yep.
And you got to pick the platform you're going to go on. And I would go on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you seriously want to get supplement attention, you got to do unique content on all three platforms. And you can't just go and hit the button and post the same thing, because like
share it, yeah.
Instagram and you put it over to Twitter, Instagram and Facebook are connected, so you're gonna get that good visual medium.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna put a video, but when it goes over to Twitter, it's gonna just be a bunch of text about an Instagram.
Yes, with a link. Yeah.
Separately. And you want to have engagement. So what does that mean? That means you do a post and everybody that response to your post, you have to answer, hey, thanks, I appreciate that, or answer their question.
Yep.
Engage me. Without engagement, you don't have anything. And don't buy fake followers. It is so fucking easy to find out you bought fake followers. You know, a lot of companies say they want you to have this many followers or that many followers before they'll even consider you. I will tell you, if you have good numbers, good engagement, and your numbers are going up all the time, and you're pimping their products constantly, they're going to reach out to you and send you some free shit.
Yeah. And there was a question I didn't catch you. They said, what's more important, quality or quantity? And you answered that with what you just said.
Yeah.
So obviously it's quality because you want to – the quality is your good quality and also quality on your engagement and your followers. If you have quantity but it's fucking people from Pakistan with the just the blue silhouette that doesn't – you know, no posts, that's not a follower. Yeah, that's bullshit. It's spam.
And you know what? Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do. They reach out to these people and they say, oh, we'll get you followers or we'll do this, we'll do that, and they just get a bunch of Pakistanis to like your shit.
It's click farms, yeah.
They can't buy USA product anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so easy to find out you have purchased followers. And you know, I mean, don't fake it. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the energy to make it. Like, a lot of people don't realize that, like, on Instagram, you can go and buy likes.
But sure.
You can put up a post, and you can go and buy fucking likes. It's not just followers you can buy anymore. But it's real easy to find out that that's been fake.
Yep.
It's super easy.
Philly Marinara, what's up, Philly? And also we had the West Coast Johnny Fit. He said he met you when you had Rich at the Hollister store when you were still in Cali. Johnny's a California guy also. So
right.
He wanted to reach out and say hi to you. Johnny's a good guy. He's doing some
he is a good guy.
Some work with me stuff. So I just – time will tell, he also says. But, yeah, so now – a little more talk about, like, what do you think, like, how it works before we get into what the Engel Rossi media could do along those lines. So basically what you're saying is you got to grow your own following by being active, by putting quality content on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and not sharing the same. You could share it, but you're better off also going to Twitter and put, especially because Twitter, you can, it's, there's no ramifications on Twitter. You can post whatever you want on there. So I think people should take advantage of that and utilize it to that extent. Facebook is kind of different where it's a little more, you can do more tags and stuff like that, and you can go longer on the posts as opposed to 20 tags on Instagram. But so you're saying do all of that, get a name, get a following, and then you talk about a product that you like that then hit those guys up and ask them, what's the sponsorship?
I mean, if you keep pimping their product, they'll actually...
They'll reach out, yeah.
They'll give you some free stuff, you know, but it's a process. You have to be in that 1%. You have to be in that 2% to get that big money. You know, if you look at who's sponsored and getting paid for it, it's all the biggest names. They not only have a personality, they have a very distinct look to draw in attention. And they have people run their social media. They're
oh, yeah, of course. Lucky Luke.
You know, they're using Engel Rossi, you know, to do the work.
Exactly. Well, I want to get into that so we can plug the company. But Lucky Luke, he had a question about
sure.
What's a good for, like, he coaches high school and stuff. What's good type of company for kids, younger kids like that? High school sports, that type of thing, and younger.
I'm going to go put on my Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition hat.
We'll get to that too. Absolutely. Yep.
No. I want to go because here's what I want to say.
Yeah, no, I want you to plug that. That's exactly what I want. Yeah.
The young kids, if you look at all the products, there's only a handful of products that are 18 plus. Everything is 21 plus.
Ah.
A young kid can really use safely because they're in puberty. You don't want to throw that mix all off. It's some branched chain amino acids. And a little bit of creatine. And even with the younger kids, you have to be careful with the creatine because if the sodium's too high and there's not enough water content, they're going to get all puffy and fluffy.
Yeah.
They're hitting McDonald's and chips and,
exactly.
All this other stuff. So younger people really can't use supplements. And look at the age. It's on there for legal reasons, but it's also on there for
health. Sure. So, I mean, yeah. So stuff like testosterone boosts. A kid in high school, that's the last thing he needs.
That's the last.
It's bullshit. Yeah, it's not worth it for them to use that.
You can take that until you're 35 or older, and don't take a testosterone booster unless it has an estrogen blocker in it.
Exactly.
And And don't be drinking soy milk, because if you're a dude.
Oh, estrogen. Yep. Yep.
So,
and the baby formula, even with soy milk in it, is bad news, because
yeah.
you might get bitch tits on a kid when he's young. I mean, that's not a lie. That's fucking true. It's sad that it happens sometimes. But I mean, I remember when I was high school, I started working out like at 14, and what I was fucking doing back then, I mean, they didn't have much. I mean, we were taking Joe Weider's Dynamic Body Shaper, which was like mud clumps. It never mixed right. And we were taking animal packs and fucking liver pills and shit like that. It wasn't, Joe, it's surprising how many of my players won't to tribulus. Those guys, Luke, those kids don't need that. They got so much fucking natural testosterone. Tribulus is not unnecessary. They want to take tribulus. It's unnecessary at that age.
Yeah.
Tribulus is you know, that Bulgarian stuff. A lot of people talk good about it. I've had it because I have a sponsor that sent me some of it. And to me, it worked pretty good. But I'm 50. It's different than a 17-year-old boy, than a guy's 40s and 50s.
Younger kids, we don't know what their genetics are. You don't know if somebody's going into puberty slow, going into puberty fast, and you don't want to throw any of that off. You don't want to destroy that because they're still growing. Their muscles are still growing. They're still going from, child into adulthood, and you don't want to throw that off. There's no need to take that, and that's the sad thing is kids see this, and you know what? There's no fucking shortcuts.
Yeah.
You got to put your time in the gym. Your diet's got to be on point. There's no magic pill.
No.
There's just not, And kids read the ads and see these different things and want to take stuff. It's just not good for younger kids. And I hate the fact that so many younger kids can walk into a store and they'll sell them some shit. It's just fucking stupid.
Getting back to the sponsorship thing. Obviously companies, it used to be a bigger thing. Like, remember at the expos years ago, you would see BSN and they had it almost looked like a dais of all athletes, men and women alike, fitness, bodybuilding, sports people and all of these. But now you don't see that much anymore. And if they have one or two guys, most of them are doing it just basically for a shirt and a discount code. They're not getting paid. They're not getting flown to Columbus or Vegas. So as far as if somebody feels that they can get, a sponsorship as far as they can take it, what do you think is the ceiling for a reality ceiling for an amateur competitor?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, the most important thing is to represent, promote a product that you like, that you use, that you believe in, and just be honest.
Yeah.
Have integrity, okay? And when you get the discount code, you're a salesman. You better be selling a lot of product, because if you sell enough product, they'll give you a little bit of money. They'll give you a little bit of scratch.
Yeah.
For every order that you do. But don't go, oh, this company seems big. They probably have a lot of money. If you don't believe in their shit, because you're just going to run out of things to say. It's not going to come across as genuine when you're talking.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about Angelo Rossi Media. What do you guys provide for people? What type of services could they expect once they start checking out your stuff?
Well, basically, our service is really designed for like a brand who wants to have their social media be at the highest level, or like a store that wants to get more customers. But one of the things that we're going to be doing is for like anybody that's at the lower level, we're going to be putting out some content and some tips and stuff. I mean, I'll give everybody a great fucking tip right now. Video works better than pictures.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about Instagram now, obviously.
And do video on all the platforms.
Yep.
And post on your Facebook story and post on your Instagram story. There's something absolutely free. So basically what Engel & Rossi does is we're going to do all the posts across the platforms, unique posts on each platform, and we're going to be interacting, and we're going to increase your engagement, we're going to increase your followers, which is going to lead to more revenue for you for either your brand and an increase in sales or more foot traffic into your retail store.
And also, you guys are up on all the latest SEO type of things with hashtag work. And
they actually build a website for people. So if somebody decides they want to get into T-shirts or something, and, you know, a website, when you put it up, that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And you have to do all the SEO optimization, and the algorithms change, and it has to be updated constantly, continuously,
mm-hmm.
as far as SEO. And, you know, all these things take time. Nothing happens overnight. Nothing is like, okay, we did it for a week. Nothing's going on. It's not going to happen in a week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Crazy Hawk, take care. Crazy had to check out. Go back to working on the Navy ship, he said. Thanks for coming in, Mike. Pink power for sure. John Starner, another regular on our show, Rob. He started a YouTube channel to post his workouts, but his main problem was finding time to download the content. I guess, like, put together the video and put it up on YouTube. So, I mean, and Nick wants to know how much does it cost to get started. So I'll hit you up with two questions right there. And I have another one Nick asked me about natural bodybuilders and supplement sponsorships. Is it possible?
Okay, so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to be promoting your YouTube channel on all your social media so that you're driving traffic to your YouTube channel. Then you got to make sure everything, all your contact information, all your different social media platforms are on your YouTube channel. And you know what? I mean, you should be doing that because you like it and you want to provide people knowledge. And you want to provide information, not because you're getting $30,000 a year on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, because the people that are really making money on YouTube are already famous, or they just do weird shit like, oh, look, I'm in a bathtub full of gel, you know, and it gets billion views, and they get money from it. But even that is changing. The algorithm on YouTube is constantly fluid. It's constantly changing. And, you know, advertisers are going away from YouTube. So YouTube is really like an influence. So you should be making YouTube videos that are educating people to get you more followers. That's how you should be using YouTube. It's just synergy, back and forth. Like me over here, catch me over there. Back and forth, back and forth. That's how you're going to do it. And it takes time.
Yeah. And do you have like some package pricing you can throw at them, or is that something they have to contact you and let you know what they're looking to do, and then you come back to them?
It's better to go to Engel Rossi and let us know what you want to do.
Okay.
I mean, to do all three platforms, if you don't have a Twitter, we'll make you a Twitter. But if we're actually doing your social media and we're doing your posts and doing everything, we do that for $700 a month. And
okay.
It's a lot of. You do the social media for Muscle Sport, right? Oh. You know how much you put into it. It's hours
a day, Rob. You know it. Yeah.
Every day. So, you know, you might think $100 is a lot of money, but it's a lot of time. If you want a little bit of help or something, we'll entertain that. We'll talk about it. You know, I'm not saying yes. You know, it just kind of depends on what you want to do.
Of course, yeah.
And it's not about money, but, you know, you have to get reimbursed for your time. It's no different than you trying to do anything else. And, I mean, you know, this is an area where it can be real and raw. Time costs money.
Yeah.
You're either going to do it yourself and figure it out, or you're going to want to pay somebody who's already figured it out and get that engagement and invest that time and money into building up that platform.
Yeah, it is hard to stay on top of, like you said, the algorithms and things like that, and getting Instagram followers. But it's like as soon as you figure it out what they want, they switch it up on you. They change the rules. So it's a pain in the fucking balls. So that's what you guys basically, like you said, Brandon, he's like really on top of this. So he knows exactly when these things change and stuff like that, and be able to implement it with you. But any relation to that whore Janice Rossi in 2B, a famous Goodfellas reference by Jay Mazin, who has many of them. I want to get back to Nick's question before. Natural bodybuilder, is there any chance for a natural bodybuilder to hook up with a supplement company, or they just want to get somebody that will be looking bigger? Obviously, that's not natural.
How's a good way to say it? Organic supplements, real organic supplements. Mm-hmm. They're coming on. And there's more and more of them out there, but they haven't really gone too much into sponsorship.
No, smaller companies, obviously, too.
Smaller companies, and you know what? That stuff is super expensive because they use the purest of the pure stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, there's a company that makes a pre-workout, and they're the only certified, true, organic company out there. For their pump, they use beets.
Really?
Like nitric oxide, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they, I mean, honestly, I've never really used them. Have you ever had a chance to use any of those things?
Yeah, they really work. But see, as you go to more natural, like, organic products, you have to get out of your own head because there's no beta-alanine, there's no caffeine, there's none of this stuff. And it's really, really clear energy. And a lot of pre-workouts do things so they overdose the beta-alanine so you feel all tingly or whatever.
Yeah.
The pre-workout's working better, but it's really just in your head.
Yeah.
It's not actually a better pre-workout, you know?
Philly Marinara, my buddy from Jersey, he said, is that Garden of Life? I believe Garden of Life is one of those companies. I think I saw it in Whole Foods or some shit like that, right?
Ground-based nutrition.
Ground-based. And Luke wants to also know, is there an alternative to whey? He has athletes that are sensitive to that. So I would just assume and say, what's the expensive one at night? The nighttime one that's more expensive. The with a C. I'm fucking drawing a blank. Help me out.
So there is vegan proteins, and you don't have to use soy. A lot of the companies.
Casein is what I was thinking of. Okay.
A fast
absorbing. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Well, if somebody's taking whey and it's upsetting their stomach and they're having a problem with it, they're probably somewhat lactose intolerant. Because when you drink like whey protein, you're doing concentrated milk.
Okay.
So you're actually better to use like a vegan type protein. And the companies are getting away from soy with the vegan proteins, and they're using like brown rice and peas. And they don't stink like ass. They taste good, and they work good. And you're actually getting the same amount of protein that you would from a whey protein.
Oh, okay.
So taking a whey protein and then subsetting your stomach, you're probably some degree of lactose intolerant.
Yeah, which I am, but whey protein, as long as I use almond milk, I'm okay with. The whey protein itself is okay. It's what I mix it with. And Philly, I didn't know you went to – I thought you were in Jersey. You're in Ronkonkoma. We got to go out for lunch, brother. I didn't know you were in my backyard. I was sponsored by Extend. I tried that Extend stuff once. The commercials were good, but the product really – it wasn't. They don't advertise on me, so I have no reason to bump them up. So I keep seeing the same comment coming across our screen, Robert. I don't know why. It looks like fucking somebody sucking another person's penis. Joey is African American tolerant in this day and age.
Hey, Joe.
That's funny.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Did you see Prophet came on here?
That's not the real Prophet. That's fake Prophet Muscle. He's all right, though, that guy. He's a fan of the show. He's a fan of our show, and he goofs around a lot, but he's okay.
He's okay?
Yeah. He's, there is no real Prophet Muscle, in my opinion. I think there is always all – it's almost like Ronald McDonald's or something like that. There's always different actors playing Prophet Muscle, but this guy is a fake Prophet Muscle, and we DM each other. He's cool. He's been on the show for a lot, many months now, so –
All right.
Yeah, and you know my thing. I don't ban anybody, even the fake Comerica Muscle who's spamming our show right now, but we're just ignoring it all. See, there's Prophet. I'll knock your old ass out.
When you have no game, you have to, you know, ride it on somebody else's tail.
Oh, yeah, of course. Just like he's taking all my cast off, so it doesn't matter to me. You know? Who's next to fuck up on your Muscle Sport Mag? Who wants to get a call from Christian? Piss me off. Hey, Jim, what's going on? So, yeah, let's talk a little about pumpedupfitnessnutrition.com because that's also your business. You have two things going on right now, and
right.
You're running that 30% sale. Code is PUFN30. Crystal, no fucking way.
Yes.
You will never piss me off because I need you.
Team Puffin 30.
Okay.
Team Puffin 30.
Team. You know, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yep. I forgot the team.
And you know what? Everybody needs to buy, like, right now because
yep.
I am literally getting bombarded by so many manufacturers to, like, stop it. The deals are insane. So nobody, you're not going to beat the price with the discount anywhere. And I can go and say that, stake my life on it. Here's the deal. They have what they call MAP pricing, which means you cannot sell my product below this price.
Yep.
So that's the price I had everything at. Now I've thrown on a 30% discount.
Plus the free shipping on orders over 250.
Right. Like hit us up and said, ah, 250, that's a lot. But the supplements, if you're buying protein and stuff, it's heavy. And
of course.
I could take a lower discount and have free shipping, which is you're not really getting free shipping. You're just paying more for the product, and we're using that money to pay offset the shipping.
Sure.
So I'd rather be out there with the best price I possibly can and help everybody out. And the reason I say buy now is because even if you're not working out right now, you're just like, fuck it, I want to eat fruitcake. It's Christmas time. January 1 is going to come, and you're going to be like, oh, shit, what happened? And you're going to go to buy supplements, and there's not going to be a sale because everybody's bought it.
Oh, full price, yeah.
Full price.
Yep.
Yeah, so when everybody wants what you have.
Exactly.
But we're hanging in there. We're going to keep it going absolutely as long as we possibly can.
Yep, so that is a big sale at pumpedupfitnessnutrition.com. You use the code TEAM, P-U-F-N, that's P-U-F-N, for Pumped Up Fitness Nutrition, 30 for 30% off, and you get free shipping if you spend $250 or more. Like you said, once you start putting these things in your cart, you'll realize, and then maybe you'll get like $180 worth, and then you'll see what the shipping is. You're like, ah, I can throw a couple more things in there and get the free shipping. Like you said, shipping's expensive. That shit's fucking heavy, man. 5-pound can of fucking protein. Put that on the scale in the post office in a box. See what they're going to charge you to send that. You know, so
yep.
It's worth spending more because you end up saving more in the long run. And you're getting,
right.
You're spending that much and you're getting dollar for dollar. When you spend $40 in shipping or $30 in shipping, you get nothing in return for that except the shipping.
Yep.
That blows, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check out Robert's sale and also check out Ingle, I-N-G-L-E, Rossi, R-O-S-S-I, Media on Instagram. No end in between. Straight across. Okay. He's going to go get his phone. I bet you he's got to take a fucking real bad piss. I saw him touching his dick. If you guys ever see me pinching my helmet when I'm doing these shows under the desk, that means I got to pee because I'm old. Oh, yeah. Rob, are you going to be in L.A. at the L.A. Fit Expo? Johnny was asking.
We're going to try to get down there and be there. So we're going to really try.
Okay. I hope you're going because I am definitely going. I will be there.
Christ, fucking glare.
The glare, yeah.
It's just I-N-G-L-E Rossi.
Janice Rossi is a whore. Yes, yeah, so we will definitely get that on when we post the video of this. We'll throw up the plug for the Instagram, and I'll put a link on it when I have it on the website as well.
Is there any other questions? Anybody want to ask anything? I mean, you know, tap into my fucking egghead here. I got knowledge. I'll share it.
I have a question. What time is that Greg show tonight, and where can I find it?
Yeah, what time does Greg come on? Who sponsors the show?
Oh, God. It's fucking hysterical. So, guys, seriously, Robert has been in this industry a long time, and he knows a lot about – I mean, he's been selling supplements for years, so he deals with these supplement companies, and he knows what they're looking for. And a lot of you guys are always looking to find out, how the fuck do I get sponsored? How do I get ambassador? And Philly had mentioned something about ambassadorship and something before. So there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to go about doing this. And Rob kind of just gave you the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
The best supplement was the Pinnacle Andro Poppers. Was that like was the Mark McGuire was Andro Stendhalstein or whatever? I ran out and bought that when that story broke. I couldn't have my hands on it fast enough, and it was good, bro. I'm telling you, before they fucking banned it in 2000 or something, I think it was. They added that to the controlled substance list.
The day was like, oh, I'm mixing up my supplements. Oh shit, some steroids fell in the blender. What? There's actual steroids in my product?
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
But that was.
Remember, like back in the day, like way back when you used to have to like drink your protein like this because
Yeah.
You're just like,
Mud lumps. Hot stuff with the Anibal. Johnny, I love that first batch of hot stuff, the buck and banana flavor. It didn't even matter if it didn't mix well. I would have eaten it fucking dry. I would have snorted it.
That was the deal back in the day. Oh, shit, some steroids fell in.
Yeah.
Everybody gets on the product, and then they're all like, okay, take that out.
Ultimate Orange, Crystal's talking about her husband saying, yes, Ultimate Orange, the first batch of that, also had some fucking chicanery going on in the proprietary blend. But that's, you know what, hey, if people like that stuff, you know, and unfortunately, these companies get caught when they do it, and then they get fucked over, but they sell a lot of products right away. Ultimate Orange had a Ephedra, and I'm not a big Ephedra guy.
You just, you know, it, you would just be on one.
Oh.
I mean, some fat burners back in the day, my house was never so clean.
Yeah. Here's a great question by John Starner, and I'm going to say abso-fucking-lutely. John had a great transformation. He lost a lot of weight, Rob. He won the 2017 Arnold Transformation Challenge. He wants to know if you should use that title more to help gain some more internet media coverage.
Very much so.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, tell that story on your social media and show the pictures, show the transformation.
Instagram and on YouTube, yeah.
You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, I don't want to make a video or I'm not going to go out here because I'm nobody. No, we all have a story to tell. And nobody's going to tell your story better than you.
Yep.
You know, and tell your story. And if it's good, people will engage. People will follow.
Yeah, John says he has it on his Instagram. John, I would whore that fucking title out, man.
I would too.
Oh, my God. I would change my Facebook name to that. Like IFBB Pro, you know, Missy fucking Big Tits. You know? I got that Arnold video on my YouTube. Fucking bro, you should take screenshots from it, take little clips of it, and put that on Instagram story, little 10-second clips, right? I would fucking spread that seed all over, man. Yeah, John, without a doubt. I mean, both Rob and I wouldn't even hesitate to say yes to that. I want to travel to talk to folks. Well, then buy a train ticket. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, just to give John some information, he says I want to travel and he wants to do – it sounds like he wants to, like, talk to people. And
inspirational thing, yeah, motivational.
Yeah, so you know what? Go do that in your neighborhood and do it for free. And it's no different than Instagram. You got to build it up. It's not like you're going to go like to T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas and you're going to fill that fucker up. Go and practice. You got to have an engagement. It's got to be interesting. It's got to be a good story. I'm not saying it's not. But you know, if that's what you want to do, be willing to go out and do it for free. And build it up from there because that's what it's going to take to get people
who
want to pay you, to fly you somewhere, to listen to you talk.
And here's a way he could utilize it to promote himself and get social media content. Instagram Live the talk at wherever it may be, at the YMCA, a gym, wherever. A fucking come and see camera, the fucking Weight Watchers, wherever a case may be. Instagram Live it, YouTube it, right? Record it for posterity and keep it, archive it, and Instagram Live it. I have two cameras running like I do when I do this show.
Exactly. And then think about it. Say you have a YouTube video and it's like a 30-minute conversation. There's going to be little bullet points in there. That's all Instagram posts.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Just edit it and do an Instagram post to tell them to go to your YouTube channel
Yep.
and subscribe for the whole talk.
He tried a local weight loss challenge, myself, but no one in my town joined. You must have a lot of fucking good fucking restaurants there. Where you live, by Peter Luger's? Crystal wants to know, do you think that supplement companies are hesitant to sponsor female bodybuilders?
You know what? I think that when it comes to female bodybuilders, the girls really get a raw deal, okay?
Yeah.
Because, like, no Miss Olympia anymore. And, you know, like, if you look at how they said, oh, well, the girls got too big, and people didn't like that look. And it wasn't, it appealed just to a certain people. A variety of information went out there about it. But then you look at what they're doing with all the pros, they want them bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yep.
You know, it's definitely a double standard, you know. And I think it's sad. And the women should get together and they should just market themselves, you know, and get out there and Crystal's amazing. I mean, I hung out with her when we were at Olympia, you know? It's just, I think the women get a raw deal.
I totally agree. And that's why I still like to show them, you know, love. I show them coverage. I'm the only fucking bodybuilding media outlet that even acknowledges that they exist, let alone put them front and center. I mean, Crystal's all over.
Right.
She's Miss MSM. You know, that's her, gave her that title. So I want to keep putting her out there and doing stuff like that. And I'm going to, if people don't want to do that, then I'll take everybody out there that wants to see that. They'll have to tune into my fucking shows to watch that, you know,
right.
Good. I'm glad idiots like Steve Blechman ignore female bodybuilding. Please keep doing so. It plays right into my fucking master plan, bro.
Of course it does. Of course it does. No, that's the deal. And, you know, I mean, I always say this statement that, you know, it's sad because in fitness, if you're not a big muscle-bound freak or ripped and shredded, you're just fat.
Yeah.
And it's not true. It's not true, but that if you really look at social media, it's like very big, muscular guys are ripped and shredded. And if you're somewhere in the middle, and you know what? I mean, the way I looked at everything in my fucking 20s is way different now that I'm in my 50s.
Same here,
You know, and the companies and people are making a mistake because these are all people that they can't market to.
Yeah.
You know what?
Pete Kenny said, answer the phone. Oh, shit. Oh, that's all right.
If I answered the phone, I probably want like a free trip to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, yeah. Just need your credit card for incidentals, Rob. That's all. It's free. Still free. We'll pick you up at your house in the morning. See, you know what? I have to laugh. The fake Comerica Muscle comes on to spam my show. But last week, I went on Greg's show under my regular Muscle Sport Mag account. And I did it because I wanted to watch Greg's show. I didn't come to spam. It was funny because we had a mini MSM fam takeover and it pissed off, fucking Dopey Iliads like crazy. So maybe coming in under your own name is better off because you're just being mocked at and laughed at now. Nobody cares about that show. Please, if you've seen it once, you've seen it a million times. You don't know if it's the same show from last week or the new show this week. Maybe they are calling to tell you that Greg is live tonight. Crystal said they're calling you, Rob. That was great.
The campaign is on.
4 p.m. out by you, though. You have to make sure that they know that you're out there on 4 p.m. time, Pacific time, on the sunny Las Vegas. Robert Engel Jr., if you guys don't know, Robert took care of Comerica was still, that was before he was fired. He was still part of MSM. And you, your son, and your girlfriend showed us the most amazing hospitality. And that was fucking wonderful. We had such a great time. You drove us everywhere and anywhere. And I cannot thank you enough for that. And it was the least I could do was, you know, when we went out to eat, pick up the fucking tab and have some fucking drinks together because you made it a fucking what would have been a really difficult travel time a no-brainer. We made a piece of cake for me. So I want to thank you again for that and acknowledge you for that. No, it was great. And I have a very nice photo that's in the issue coming up It's got, you know, people I just mentioned and a few other ones in there. I wanted to make sure that we use that one from the expo because I wanted to really acknowledge that you guys were fucking great. Iron Mag's family for life. Look, they even got to steal my sayings. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Unoriginality. Holy Toledo. Tonight at 7 p.m., the Ramblin' Freak's cock explodes by pumping center. See, I'm not going to even, Philly, I don't want to even put this on Greg. That's not Greg doing it. It's the fake profit muscle, which is either fucking Duque or fucking Iliad. Why did I fire Comerica Muscle? Because he was flirting with the enemy. You can't do that in my fucking family.
Hey, you know what?
Hey. Did he throw a party like Fredo?
Hey, Phil Marinara said that Dallas McCarver was basically killed by sponsorship, in my opinion. And, you know, I just kind of want to respond to that.
Okay, sure.
And you know what? It's sad but true, because they find these people and they go, oh, let's give them a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and see what happens. And they have the genetics and their diet and their workouts are on point, and then they go, well, we gave them a drop. I wonder what happens if we give them a half an ounce. I wonder what happens if we give them an ounce. You know, and I don't know if you remember this, Joe, or not. But basically, you know, Rich Piana stopped competing because he's all like, no, I'm not going to go fucking shoot insulin and go do fasted cardio. I'm not going to kill myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I thought he made a great decision not competing. He just became himself, right. And he set the fucking standard for all of these YouTube guys in our industry now.
I mean, not just for YouTube. I mean, as far as a supplement company, as far as marketing. You know, it was like, this is who we are. This is what we're about. This is what we're doing. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Your social media has to be you.
Yeah.
It has to be genuine. You can't fake it, you know. I mean, unless you have no game and you need to go on other people's show to tell them about other people's show.
Yeah.
But you got to be you. You got to be genuine.
Yeah, and John asked about buying 1,000 likes on Instagram. I think it's a waste. I'm sure. I don't know what you're going to say, but I think you're going to say the same. Buying likes for Instagram.
Oh, that's fucking stupid.
It's a waste. It's a waste. Now, but let me ask you something, Rob.
Check it out, and it takes less than a minute to find out you bought likes, or if you do a video,
following
views, or to find out you bought followers.
It yep.
Takes less than a fucking minute.
Now let me ask you something. You're saying you have to be you. So if somebody goes with Rossi Media, you work with them to put their content out. It's not your driven content. It's their driven content. You're just putting it out a certain way with the hashtags and making it, you know, dressing it up a little bit.
Well, you know, like you have your identity. Bumped Up Fitness Nutrition has its identity.
Yep.
So what we do is we promote their identity. Whatever their identity is, whoever they want to be, whatever they want to be, that's what we're going to – and, you know, we're going to say, okay, well, make us this kind of a video or whatever. We're going to be promoting you, your distinct individuality.
Yeah. Yep, so that's – I mean, so basically if they're working with you, they're not buying any. It's not like this bullshit – click farms and fucking, you know, in Liberia or some shit. It's they're
I don't have army of Pakistani. I don't like people's shit.
Yep. Crystal, it's code Team PUFN and 30% Team PUFN 30 and free shipping for orders $250 or more. I'll put a link up on my site. Joe, different changes
speech. Actually when you go into the store,
you got it, Philly.
The discount code is right up at the top. So we don't. If we have a sale, we don't hide that discount code.
No, no, yeah, it's up. I saw that at the top bar of your page.
Yeah.
Now, Fake Comerica wants everybody to follow Iron Mag Labs for the best fitness content. So now, not only do they have all of these fucking names in the industry, these great names, they have content also. I guess I'm going to be out of business soon, Rob. Hopefully before your sale ends, because I want to be able to at least be in business till tomorrow and get the show up.
Yeah,
I'm shaking in my fucking booties, in my guinea tap shoes with the pepperoni on the heels.
Right now.
Ingle Rossi, Crystal, it's I-N-G-L-E, and then Rossi, the way you have it spelled there. I-N-G, Ingle with an I. Like Iron Mag Labs, an I like Iron, as in Iron Mag Labs, 7 p.m. tonight for Greg Valentino. And I agree what you said before, Crystal. Greg would get pissed if, hey, it is fucking Little Debbie. What's going on, Andrew? That's Andrew is Robert's son. Little Debbie is his thing. Joe, you didn't fit me. I left to work for a more professional company. Okay. You didn't fire me. No, no, no. And that's the fake America. See, this is how stupid you are, Duque / Ilias. You don't think I keep records of these things? I do.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Like, you know, because, like, I mean, it could be breaking news that Iron Man Labs has the best content. So I just went and looked. And, you know, just doing like a three-second look, they have 64,000.6 followers. That's a lot of followers.
That's nice.
You look at a lot of their posts, they're all under 400 views. A whole bunch of them only have like 40 views. That's not good engagement. I'll reach out to them and see if they want to fucking fix that.
They have a brand new marketing director, though, I heard.
He's
fucking slam dunking it. Joe, you know it's Ilias, can't spell. See, I don't think that's Ilias because it would, like, here, it's all real followers. It would say, it's real all following if Ilias wrote it because Ilias doesn't type very well. I think it's not anything to do with his intellect. It's more of his finger size, I think. He has big fingers. I was invited to the LA Fitness Expo, but the company invited me, said I would have to pay my way. I think that's crappy.
They just wanted you there because they wanted to ride on your story.
Yeah, go yourself. If you're going to pay for yourself, yeah.
Somebody's going to find your story from a company or an organization or whatever, and they're going to want to pay you for it. But you got to put in the time. You got to put in the work.
Yep, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, of course they wanted you to tell your story.
Sure.
Their booze to promote their product. So then you pay your way out there. You pay for your room, buy all your food, and they get some sales off of your story for free.
What does he gain by going out there on his dime? He should just go for himself if he wants to go at that point, not for them. They have to buck up somewhere.
Tell your story and you put it on YouTube for free for everybody to find.
Yeah. If they're going to fucking pay for your hotel and you have to pay for your plane, at least if you wanted to go, at least you're getting something out of the deal. You know, they got to at least pay for his hotel and meals and he has to fucking get his way. Once he's out there, then they should pick up the tab. Yeah. Full service massages and everything, whatever he wants.
Right?
Why Comerica have. That's not the real Comerica profit. I am working my butt off like 29 inches of fat loss. That's fucking sick, bro, man. That is really fucking amazing. Time is nearly up. Pete Kenny, you sound like Comerica when he was giving Greg the vaudeville hook couple of weeks ago on his show. Yes, it is 2 minutes to go, probably about 3.5 minutes because I started the camera a little late. But definitely check out Ingle Rossi on Rosie Speaking. Ingle Rossi on Instagram, and it's Ingle and Rossi, Ingle Rossi Media on Instagram. It's media, right? Ingle Rossi. And what's the website? Ingle and Rossi Media.com?
We don't have the website up yet.
Okay.
Not on us as individuals.
Okay. And also, of course, pumpupfitnessnutrition.com. You can see their banners all over Muscle Sport Mag and also on Muscle Sport TV. Of course, Robert's one of our sponsors on the TV show. Team PUFN 30, save 30%, spend $250 or more, and you get it shipped for fucking free. So that is a double whammy fucking Christmas present right there.
There you go.
Robert, did you work for GBO? Mr. Johnson wants to know. Did you work for Bob Johnson's organization?
No.
No. Different Robert then. MSM for life. Thank you, P. Kenny. P. Kenny has some good fucking posts. He's got some bullseyes on the fucking dartboard. He's a dart expert. He's like a pro darker. See you tonight, Crystal. Ooh, fake America wants to see Crystal tonight. We have less than a minute left. Robert, of course, thank you for joining us today on Muscle Sport Radio. PumpedUpFitnessNutrition.com and Ingle and Rossi Media. We will see you on Thursday, everybody, for Ask Me Anything MSM style. Have a great night, folks. And don't forget, what's that show tonight?
Greg's on.
Oh, poor Greg is stuck with that fucking bunch. Have a good day, guys. Take care.
All right. Be good.
Later.
Life goes on. A couple of years, they have built a home, sweet home. And a couple of children running in the yard, Spencer and Molly Jones. Happy ever